Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Sherry Klein, who is an amazingly gifted psychic, an animal communicator, energy healer, Reiki master, intuitive therapist, and a medium who has been certified through a spiritual church located in Indianapolis. She is a clairvoyant, clairaudient, and clairsentient, and is especially gifted in seeing where you have energy blocks, and she teaches you how to release them. She can time travel and help retrieve soul fragments that have broken off from you. She's a spiritual counselor who brings hope, peace, and healing to her clients through her readings. Each reading is a unique combination of gifts tailored to your individual need. She is a devoted medium psychic who has a straightforward approach with her messages. Now, she also has a show on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm going to give you information on that as well as her website. So please get out your pens and pieces of paper, because if you're blessed to talk with her tonight, it's going to be short and sweet, and I'm going to let you know that she does not want you to ask questions. She just wants your name, the weather, and where you're calling from, and her spirit guides will speak through her to you. So you can find her on blogtalkradio.com/Sherry Klein. That's SHARICLINE, blogtalkradio.com/Sherry Klein. And I'm going to give you her website, and I'm also going to give you a phone number. Website first, it's simply psychicsherry.org. And Sherry, there's a slash after org, is that correct?
No.
Okay.
Just org.
Just dot org.
Yes. I don't know where the slash came in. I'll have to check my website.
It shows up. I don't know either. So I'll eliminate that for the future.
Yeah. Thanks.
You want to give out your number?
Sure. My phone number is 317-966-1326. But usually people just go to my website. It's psychicsherry.org. And then right there on the landing page, they can look at my schedule, see what openings I have. They can book their reading right there. Once they book it, they're all phone reads. So I will call you at whatever time that you select, and then we just do our reading that way.
Perfect. All right. Well, I didn't get a chance to ask you how you are tonight.
I am well. I'm doing good. I'm just trying to get over all the hoopla from Christmas and all the excitement, and now I'm getting ready for the new year, and it's going so quickly. It's kind of hard to keep up with everything, but I'm hanging in there, giving it a good college try.
Good.
How was your Christmas?
It was very nice. It was a nice, intimate affair, and I just, it was very calm and relaxing, and I enjoyed that. It's a big change from some of the Christmases I've had in the past.
Oh, well, that sounds nice.
Yeah.
That's what Christmas
yeah, well,
is about. So.
Absolutely. How was yours?
It was great. It was hectic. I have 5 grandkids and 2 kids and a husband.
Ooh.
And the grandkids are what makes it. They range from 4 to 14. And
oh, that's
it's,
quite
it's
a spread.
Magical. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's so magical when the children, you know, when Santa comes, or even when Mimi comes with gifts. That's magical too, when you're 4 or 5.
Right.
So,
right.
It's just
well,
fun.
It certainly.
It just.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm just reliving it. It's just fun. They just make my heart grow 5 times when I just look at them smile and some of the things they say. It's all about family. So.
Well, you're truly blessed.
Why, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sherry, what can people expect from you when they get a reading, when they book a reading with you?
All of my readings are custom made. They're tailor made for each person. So I really can't tell you what your spirit team is going to have me say. I don't know if we're going to go back through some back to when you were a child, or maybe into some, a lot of times I don't go back into past lives, but they will take me back to childhood if we need things that we need to work on that hinders you in today. You know, we may have to work on things in your childhood that hinder maybe, let's say, your relationships. On today, or we may work with today, or we may work into the future. I don't know what they're going to talk about. So every reading is different. And even when people call me, because I have people that call me, oh, not like every week, because I don't like that, but who have had several reads from me, and they're all different. So it just is what your team feels that is what you need to hear for right now. And it's what, because I do read the Akashic Records as well. So it's just what comes up. And again, it's just custom made for each person.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, we have a lot of callers on the line. Are you ready to go take some calls?
I am. Most of these are going to be little mini reads. I only stay maybe 3 to 5 minutes in each read. And I just want to reiterate what you said. I don't take questions on this. I do. If you get a private read with me, I come out of the gate with what your team wants me to tell you. But then I also open up for questions. I really will probably not open up for questions on this radio show. I like all I need is to hear your name, where you're calling from, and tell me a little bit about your weather. And what that does is it lets me sink into your vibration, and then we just kind of go from there.
Okay, and so I'm going to ask people to please respect that and withhold from asking questions to Sherry. We actually have 3 gentlemen on the line tonight, which is unusual.
Oh, that's nice.
I've only talked to a handful of callers, so we'll try to get to as many of you as we can, and don't worry if I haven't talked to you already. We will get to some of you folks as well, so please hang in there. And our first caller is Bryn, and Bryn, you're live.
Hi, Sherry. This is Bryn from New York City, and it's 52 unseasonable degrees in New York City.
Okay, wow. It's kind of unseasonably warm here in Indianapolis, too. It's kind of crazy in December. Okay, I'm going to start the timer, and I'm just scanning your energetic field here. Oh, your team is just coming right out of the gate. Your team comes with a baseball bat, and they're saying, come on now, you are on I guess it's called the Batter's Mount. I don't know what it's called. You're up to bat is what they're saying.
Okay.
And what they're saying is all of these beautiful ideas that you have, start to put them in motion.
Right.
You're up to bat, and come on now, let's do it. They said there's a lot of things that you've maybe been dragging your feet on, but then they're also telling me you've done a lot. There seems to be some sort of a move for you. There's a lot of different doors of opportunity that are getting ready to open for you here in the year 2020. There may be some moves. They show me a little backpack, you kind of maybe going out on your own a bit and doing a lot of different things. But there's things that need to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say the word that maybe you're procrastinating, like you're kind of – you have a lot of great ideas, but you don't put them into motion. Does this make sense?
No, yeah, sure.
So one thing that your team is talking about is you're putting the cart way before the horse, and you're looking at this huge shoe that you need to fill, and it just seems so overwhelming for you. They said break it down. Break it down and just do a few things, a little bit here and a little bit there. That way you'll find that eventually you will get to the goal.
Okay.
Are you planning on moving?
At some point, I'm thinking in 2020, it feels like to me maybe near the end of the year or August or something. I feel like August.
Okay. Yeah, because we do see a move coming for you, but there needs to be a lot of work that needs to be done before this move will take place.
Right.
There's also a part of you that feels like that you can't, we don't say can't, but it's hard for you to move forward or to make leaps of faith, so to speak, if you don't have a safety net. Your team wants me to tell you there's always a safety net. Even if in your mind you think, if I do this and it doesn't work out, then this ain't good. We're going to crash and burn. Your team says you always have a safety net.
Okay.
You will always have help from it feels like family members. It feels almost like a female that always will come in and help you. And there seems to always be help that will just come out of the woodwork that you never even imagined.
Okay.
So do what you want to do, but you must stay focused. You do tend to, you start out nicely, but you kind of run out of steam or you don't follow through. You have a hard time kind of following through. Does this make sense?
Yeah, sure. That happens now and again. Yeah.
They're pulling me into your hands, and we love the creative, you're so creative. There's so much that you have to offer the world. There will be a time when you will be doing what you love to do and you will get paid for it. So life may be a struggle right now and you're in the 3D matrix of money is enslaving you. Are you struggling with money?
Not too badly, you know, not too bad. Not you know, it's a sort of a slight struggle, but not too bad.
Okay, good. Because it's going to get easier, they said. And you're going to be able to do things that you feel like you're playing, and people will actually pay you.
That sounds
good. Now, this will be a little bit further. Yeah. Everybody loves that, don't they? This will be a little bit further down the road because there's just a lot of maybe moves coming up for you, and not only with where you live, but maybe with the actual the job and what you do to get money. A lot of things are going to change, but they just – and again, we're going to reiterate, and then we're going to get on to our next person.
Sure.
Don't don't throw the cart too far in front of the horse. Don't look. Your team just shows me, don't look at the huge picture, because there's where you get overwhelmed.
Okay.
Just take baby steps.
Right.
And believe it or not, those baby steps, before you know it, you'll look behind you and think, wowee, I've come a long way.
Right.
You'll just surprise yourself at how easy it is.
Great.
So we see a wonderful year coming up for you, a lot of changes.
Thank
but
you.
With these changes brings you confidence.
Great. Thank you so much.
And it's just, you're welcome. So thank you for calling in.
Yeah, have a great year yourself. And you too. I forgot.
David. Thank
good
you. Luck. Same
my
to you,
husband's
Brian.
Name is David, so that's easy for me to remember. Too, so thank you for calling in.
Okay.
God bless, Brian.
God bless. God bless you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you too. All right. Amla is next. AMLA. And Amla, you're live.
Hi. How are you? Oh,
great. How are you doing?
Good. I'm from Connecticut, and I've talked to you before with a private reading, but getting to the weather, it was drizzly and rainy today. Pretty mild outside, though, for winter.
Okay. Hi, Amla. I remember you.
Yes.
And I would like to say I bought your book. You have a book that's on Amazon, don't you?
Yeah. Yes.
And it's called An Eye with a View?
Yes.
I bought it, and I am sorry to say I've not had a chance to open it up yet.
Oh, okay. Well, no problem. Take your time.
I am a very slow reader, so
okay.
I'm sorry for
no
that.
Problem.
I can't wait to read it.
Well, you know, I'm just going to say one thing. The coolest thing about it is that there are 12 stories. So once you're done with the chapter, you're done with the story. So take your time.
Oh, wow.
You get slices of me. So you're never wondering and pondering throughout the whole book. You get the whole ending is that after each chapter. Yeah, so I hope you enjoy it. For sure.
So with that being said, let me just back up a bit and let me scan your energetic field here, because every time I talk to people, it does change. One thing that your team, I'm going to start the timer or I'll be talking forever. One thing that your team shows me is that there is somewhat of a backpack that you've been dragging around here. And it's funny because normally when they show me a backpack, it's on the person, but yours is on the ground and you're kind of, thank you, Spirit. Yours is on the ground and you're dragging it. And I'm asking your team, why is this? I've never seen this before. It's almost like Santa. You know how Santa will come and drag a bag and then he just gives gifts? Ooh, I'm getting cold chills everywhere. That's what you're doing.
Oh.
You're taking all of these gifts, and it may be, as you said, like your life and your struggles and how you hurdled some of these struggles.
Yes.
When other people hear this is gifts. I'm getting cold chills everywhere. These are really gifts.
Yes, I did too. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, Jen, it's like you're giving these golden nuggets to people. It's almost like you're Santa Claus. Your team is so funny. And we love that. So keep doing what you're doing. And one thing here, don't get into the fear mode.
Okay.
We do see a slice of you that in the back of the subconscious, there is fear of like, I should be further than what I am. Or, I want to bring up the book. The book should be, I should be getting more readers. Why aren't these people reading like it should be? It's kind of like when you start a little campfire.
Okay.
You know, whenever I want to start a fire, I can never do it. But if you're not trying to start one, it's funny how all of a sudden it just takes off. And this is kind of what they're talking about with your book. They're saying, you know, a spark, we're sparking. And it's okay if it hasn't grown into a big wildfire yet. Because timing is everything. So your day will come. Don't worry about it. You've already put it out to the universe. And you know this. Instantly, they take me into your eyes. I see the brightest blue that I've ever seen. It's almost like a husky's eyes, like a so beautifully blue, which tells me that it's so transparent and it sees beyond things that other people can see.
That's right. Yes. Yes. Wow.
And let's see. There is also a very strong connection with Mother Mary. Mother Mary seems to want to come in, and it's so funny because a lot of times when Mother Mary steps in, and she doesn't do it with every read, she'll come in and cradle my clients, whoever I'm talking to. She'll cradle them and hold them like a baby because they might not have got the love that they needed as a child. But it's funny, and I've done these readings for, I think about 11 years now. I've never seen this. Mother Mary doesn't come in and hold you like a child. She comes in and sits next to you.
Oh, wow.
And she's talking, and she's talking with you, almost like you and her friends. Of course, she's friends with everyone, but it's I've never seen it before. It's not like she's giving you love. Because most people need the motherly love, she's coming in and giving you advice, almost like advice on what she wants you to talk about.
Okay.
So I don't know if you've worked with Mother Mary. You don't have. I'm not Catholic, but I work with Mother Mary. I am not Catholic. I don't know if you're Catholic. It doesn't matter.
I'm not either.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not either. I know nothing about the Catholic religion. I've maybe gone to one service or a funeral or something. But she comes in a lot. When her energy comes around me, it almost makes me want to tear up. And she opens my heart. She's going to come in and start working with you. So don't be surprised if you start to well up and start, your heart feels like it's really growing. When you feel that, ask. Is this Mother Mary that's around me? And talk to me. And she will. She also brings angels that come. You have a lot of angels around you.
Okay.
We see a lot of angels in your bedroom. At nighttime, they look like orbs to me.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I feel them. I definitely feel them around me. Yeah, wow.
And one last thing. I don't know if you have any connection at all with like UFOs or star seeds or different planets, but we do see that in the year 2020, you are going to start to have a connection. I don't want to make this too long here. People think that, you know, it's an alien coming. These are kind of our higher selves. These are us in either alternate timelines or when people see like UFOs, it could be us in an alternate timeline or in a higher dimension.
Okay.
You're going to start to get downloads of geometric shapes and numbers.
Okay. All right. Wow.
Ooh. So this is going to really throw you for a loop because it's taking you out of your realm.
It probably is. You know, I'm actually in my second book. I'm like jotting down ideas. So that's interesting that you said that. I don't know. That hasn't happened yet, but you said 2020. So I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised.
Wow.
Getting downloads.
Hopefully I'll have read your first book. Time you get your second one out. I'm very slow at reading. I'm so sorry. But when I do read it, I'm going to have you on my show, because, or Dave will have you on. I don't know if you've been, I think you've been on Dave's show before, David's show.
Yes, yes.
This show that we're on now.
Yes. Yeah. I had, he lovingly, right after your show that I read, you read me, he invited me to be on his show in October, right when I got the book out. So, yeah, it was
awesome.
Beautiful. Yeah, it was beautiful. So, wow, I'm amazed at all of this that's coming to me. You were spot on. I just wanted to let you know that, definitely, with the fire and why isn't my book sparking up people and all that stuff. Yeah, you're right on. So,
So patience, just sit back and watch it unfold.
Absolutely. And like, just when you forget about like what you were saying, and just when you just kind of let it go and surrender, that's when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
So
it really does.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And that's well, for everything.
Yep. That's true. Very true.
Mm-hmm.
Oh goodness. And it's a beautiful time to surrender, because it's still 2019. To surrender
that's
and let
right.
go. Yeah. It's a beautiful, I've been doing a lot of that lately. Thank you so very much. This is amazing. I love talking to you, and it is
thank
a different
you.
Read every time. Totally different. Totally different.
I know.
It's my energy.
Isn't that crazy
yeah.
how it's just all over the place?
And it's beautiful, because as we change, you know, of course the readings change, and it just goes hand in hand, and it's beautiful. Whatever you have to say, you're spot on. So thank you so very much, and happy new year to you and your loved ones.
Thank you, Alma.
Bless.
You have a wonderful rest of this year, and I know you're going to have a wonderful rest of next year, too. So.
Yeah, I know. Thank you so very much. Thank you so much, David, and thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome, Alma. Thank you for calling. All the best
God
to
bless.
You, hon.
Take care.
Thank
yep.
you. You, too. Okay.
Bye.
Bye for now. Okay, Donna is next, and I'm just disconnecting from Amla. And here's Donna.
Hi, Sherry. This is Donna from California. And the weather here, it's quite nice, actually. I went for a half-hour walk with a light sweater on. But then when it started getting darker, of course, I wish I'd brought a little thicker sweater. But all in all, it's very nice out here.
Okay. Hi, Donna. I'm just scanning your energetic
Hi.
Field here just a bit. I'm going to go ahead and start the timer. We love the thoughts that come out of your head. You have wonderful ideas. Your team is asking you, why don't you start to manifest some of these ideas? Because they are downloading ideas in your head, almost inventions or things that you can invent or things that you can do. You may not have to market them and put them on TV, on whatever that channel is, QVC. You might not have to do that. But some of these downloads are things that can really help you catapult and make your life easier. But your team is now coming in and saying, she does do that. You really are picking up on what your team is telling you. Do you realize that you're doing that?
Well, I do hear them once in a while. I do. And then I thank them for talking to me. Yes.
Yeah. So what they're asking me to ask you is they would like for you to get a little bit more specific. You're expecting them to just, you know, tell you all of the ins and outs of this lifetime. But there are universal laws that keep them from doing that. They want you to really sit down and be specific and start asking very specific questions on what you want them to help you with. What are you struggling with? And this may take, it sounds easy, but I got to tell you, it takes some doing. Even for me, it would be hard for me. It's hard for me to ask the right questions. So really sit down and hunker down with a pen and paper and think about, you know, what would you like? What would make your life easier? What would make you happier? what would make you be able to help people more. We love the way that you want to help people.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So be very focused and ask specific questions, and then stick with that question for a week or 2 weeks. Maybe you might have to do it for 21 days. Some of these questions, it takes some doing on the other side for them to intertwine and get the right person to be here and this to happen and that to happen. But if you present it, it will occur because you're stepping up now. You see, you keep vibrating higher, and things are starting to become easier and easier for you. And the beauty of this is when your life becomes very easy, here's where when we need to start showing and teaching other people how to make their life easier. Because you see, we are a collective. We are all one. So we have to lift as we climb. You're to that point now because you're to that point now. You're getting to the point, and in the year 2020, you're really going to climb up that ladder. And you're with your words. That's how you're going to lift other people, is with your words and with your actions. People watch you. People watch how you react to things. And not good things. Everybody can act nicely when things go good, but you act nicely when things don't go good. That's what people watch and admire about you. You see, you're teaching people by not even talking to them, but by letting them observe you. Does this make sense?
Oh, it does. Yes, it makes a lot of sense. Yeah. I try to stay optimistic.
The bar's
going to
keep raising higher and higher for you. Because you want that, and you enjoy that. There's something about your soul that sings heavenly songs when you help other people.
I sing in my car heavenly songs. I make them up. I make up the songs and I sing them. So
isn't that funny? That is so funny.
Yeah.
When that came out of my mouth and I thought, what am I saying? Heavenly songs. Isn't that crazy? But I let spirit use my voice.
Oh gosh.
So you see, you're
funny.
On the right track. But you better buckle your seatbelt. You better get prepared because you've raised the bar. You see, you're going to start to help more people on a higher scale.
Oh, wonderful.
And you're ready for it.
I would love that. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. You're not scared of it at all. Your team is, like, so awesome. And they just show me you running, a marathon, and you're going through the finish line. And it's not that and when most people would think that's competition, you're really not into competition. That's what we love about you, because you're more for the underdog. You would be that person that you could be right there at the finish line, and if somebody fell, you would stop and help and pick them up, and then you would come in fifth place instead of first.
Yeah.
That's what they love about you.
Aw, nice. Oh,
so you keep doing what you're doing. Yeah. Because
I feel
such
next year is going to happen.
Yeah,
gonna
I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have like an epiphany. You know, some people like me, I don't have these like get struck by lightning. I just kind of, you know, drudge my way up the mountain. With you, it feels like you're going to almost be struck by lightning and boom, you're in there. Like you're going to be downloaded with a bunch of gifts from your past. You were a major healer in your last lifetime.
Yeah, I feel that too. Yeah.
But you've forgotten. You see, we all do that when we come here.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're going to have an overnight epiphany and boom, it's going to be awesome. But you're ready.
Yeah, definitely. I'll keep you posted. I'll call you.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah. So with that being said, we're going to scoot on to our next person.
Thank you so much.
So thank you for calling
in.
Thank you,
Sherry. Thank you. I appreciate
it. You're welcome.
Thanks a lot. Happy New
Year.
God
bless, Donna.
God bless you, Dave.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks.
Okay. Our next caller is Suzanne, and I'll be with you in just a moment. Suzanne, now you're live.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my phone call. I'm Suzanne. It was pretty warm here and a little drizzly.
Where are you calling from?
Long Island.
Okay. I always write it down here, Long Island. I'm in your energetic field here. I'm going to start the timer. Wowee, when you talk, all I can hear is the power of the spoken word. Your words really hold the punch. And you are straight and direct and right to the point. People admire that about you. You don't tippy-toe around. If someone asks you something, you tell them directly, and you're very honest. You don't like to lie, but you are very good at spotting a liar. You can see right through people. Does this make sense?
Yes.
And there have been people around you that's been getting on your nerves. I feel like a little fly or a gnat that's flying around me, and it's bugging me. And I'm trying to ignore it, but it just keeps on and on and on. Is there someone around you that's like nagging you or just keeps on? And it's like scratch, like a fly or a gnat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's bothering me too. But here's what your team wants me to tell you. This person that's bugging you is actually your on the other side is like, you know what, I'm going to come here. I'm going to do this to really bug you so that you can learn, so that we can help you. They are your friends. You need to really take a step back and ask, what do I need to learn here? A lot of times we take things like it's our fault or we've done something wrong. They want you to kind of turn those mirrors around, because sometimes people do things or say things because they feel lesser than, or they feel like maybe you're more powerful and they kind of want to bring you down, or we feel like you're just getting pulled in a lot of different directions right now. So your team is asking me to ask you to take time for you. The more that you can, you've been burning the candle at both ends of the stick. They're asking you to maybe even simple things like take a salt bath in Epsom salt, breathe, do a little meditation. And I know that sounds, you know, redundant. Every spiritual teacher says that, but there's something to be said for that. These people are bugging you because your energetic field around you is weak. You're running out of steam. Does this make sense?
Yes.
The more that you can build your energy up, your energetic field up, then the less other people will bother you.
Yeah, I've been doing
your
more
mind.
For me. I've been buying some cute little clothes and shoes that I've needed for a while, and makeup and things like that.
We love that. There's a lot of, I'm very anxious. There's a lot of anxiety in your energetic field. I feel a lot of anxiety in your field. Do you have trouble sleeping at night?
Yeah.
I just feel like I'm always, like I have a monkey on my back. Or I always have a fly buzzing around me. I feel like you're in the matrix. You're in a loop here. I'm asking your team, how can she help this? Of course, do clearing. Ask. Say, envision an egg, you're inside of an egg, and say, and call on Archangel Michael, call on Jesus, call on Mother Mary, whatever your higher power is that you feel secure with, and just say, help me, release anything, any thought forms. It feels like thought forms to me in your energetic field. Anytime that someone thinks something, an example would be, say we're driving and I cut somebody off on the highway, and the person behind me, I cut them off. They're like, oh my God, I hate, but you know, they're cussing me out or whatever. They send like these little darts into my energetic field. I get a whole bunch of them, you know, whether I know I'm getting them or not. And the same is true. The good ones can come in there too. But I just feel that we need to do a dump. Like we need to get rid of these negative energetic thought forms. And they can also come from you. You can look in the mirror and think something bad about yourself. That's one of those bubbles in your energetic field. So call upon one of the archangels or call upon Jesus, whoever you want, and say, release anything in my energetic field or my aura that no longer serves me. And envision it just drops down like it's going down into a garbage disposal. This year coming up, you're going to start to get rid of things that no longer serve you. And when I say things, we're talking about material things. I'm talking about cleaning out closets. I'm talking about all of these things. I'm also talking about maybe people in your life or situations or jobs or whatever that no longer serve you.
Oh, my gosh. Right. I went through my closet the other day, and then I'm not friends with certain people. And I want a new job in January.
Mm-hmm. So it's all going to come to
you.
It's like
a
boil. Well, that's up to you. Because if you create it, you throw your thought forms out to the universe. The universe is neutral. It'll give you what you vibrate at. So if you think you're getting a job in January, you throw it out to the universe and act like you've already got it. How would you feel with the new job?
If it was close
keep
to the home, wonderful.
On that, then keep focusing on that vibration. That will bring it to you 10 times quicker. You're in for a lot of changes in 2020, but you're ready
like,
for them.
Like what?
like everything you just said. You're changing. You're going to be changing up your wardrobe. You're getting rid of out with the old and in with the new. Period. Out with the old and in with the new. And that's in a lot of phases of your life. Material things, people and jobs and everything. But the key to yours is, and then we're going to move on to our next person. The key to you is, oh, and you don't even have to know what it is that you want, but you know how you want to feel. Focus on the vibration. Act like you've already got it. So if you had your whole house cleared out and everything is perfect, how would that feel? Awesome. I can sit back and watch Hallmark shows or TV and not even have to worry about cleaning out a closet. Oh, if I had a new job, how would I feel?
I could get up later and I wouldn't have to travel.
Right. I wouldn't have to travel. I envision you get double the money and you love the people and you're appreciated. How would that make you feel?
Happy.
Envision? Right. Focus on that. When you focus on that, your vibration, it gets thrown out to the universe. The universe is neutral. It gives you what you vibrate at, period. It will bring you people and situations that make you feel happy, period.
Okay.
The same is true as if you're always Debbie Downer, the universe thinks that's what you want, and it'll bring you people or situations that'll bring you down.
Okay, so I just say to Jesus just to release any negative things in my life, or
do what?
I'm sorry, you said to say to Jesus or Mary to release or Archangel Michael release negative things in my aura.
Yeah, release anything that doesn't serve me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to
so
do
with
that as
being
soon as...
said, yep,
wait,
and do
they
it
hang
all
up,
every
I'm
day.
Going to do that.
Perfect.
Thanks for calling in, Suzanne.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Good night now. Okay, our next caller is Nathaniel. Boy, Sherry, you are popular. We've had a lot of callers tonight. Nathaniel, you're live.
Wow.
Hi, it's Nathaniel from Sacramento. Hi, it's kind of cloudy. It's been clear and cloudy. Pretty warm for California. That's...
All right, I'm just scanning your energetic field here just a bit, and I am going to start the timer here. There seems to be a book inside of your head that wants to be written down.
Mm-hmm.
One thing your team is also talking about is they would love, what are these things called, Irene? Irene is my spirit guide from the other side. She said a time capsule. She would love for you to take a box, even if it's a shoe box, and put in there, maybe on a piece of paper, the date, how much gasoline cost, how much a gallon of milk cost, how much a normal rent or mortgage is. Write that down on a piece of paper and put things in there that you love or that are maybe significant. Put them in a shoebox, throw them up in your attic or in a closet or whatever. And then she said, when you open this up 5 years from now or 10 years from now, you will open it up and it, number one, it'll mean so much to you, but number two, it will show you of how far you have progressed, how much you have grown. So with that being said, she's going to backtrack again and she's talking about going back through your past timeline, go back 5 years ago and sit and write down the things that you remember in your life and look at how far you've grown. You have really grown each year. Your team is telling me now, they're opening up the Akashic Records. Your team is saying that you have really grown each year. Leaps and I was going to say baby steps, but they said no, some years are just leaps and bounds. And I got to tell you, you're really in your mental body. Your mental body is kind of tired. You're very analytical and you're always thinking. There's a part of your emotional body that wants to have a little bit more power in the year 2020. And what we mean by that, you're very good at expressing your words and your thoughts and using your analytical mind. But when it comes to emotions and crying, do you struggle with that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the analytical mind is what is a little bit more of the masculine. Because it's the one that goes and gets and gets and gets, and I'm very masculine energy. I'm a go-getter. I'd rather do it myself and get her done right. I also struggle with the feminine side of me. Even males have masculine and feminine, and so do females. Your female, your masculine is tired, and your female wants to be able to step up a bit. And the female part is the more of the emotions. And don't be surprised if in the next year you are presented with a lot of opportunities to express emotion. And we're not talking about anger. We're talking about sadness. We're talking about depression. And we're not saying, ooh, you're in for a gloom and doom year. We mean nothing about that. It can be as much as sitting down by yourself and watching a sad love story or a sad movie that makes you cry. You know what? I was watching a commercial about St. Jude's hospital for children. I'm telling you, I could have laid down on the floor and started bawling. That is what's going to start to come up for you. And you'll get in and get out very quickly. You don't have to wallow around in it. You're not going to wallow and jump down a rabbit hole in depression. We're not talking about that. But we want you to be able to feel. You see, they take me back to a little boy who had to grow up very quickly, who was very strong. And boys, it feels like that, you know, you were raised around, like, boys aren't supposed to cry. You know, boys are supposed to be strong. No, it's time for that little boy inside of you to be able to cry and feel the emotion. So this is what's going to come up for you in the next year. And it's going to be a beautiful thing because it's going to give your little mind, your analytical mind, which is you're very intelligent and very analytical. And, oh, my goodness, we can go on and on and on and on and on forever about that because you're awesome. You can invent things. But we would like that part of you. You can do anything you want, but your team is asking me to let the mental part take a rest. And let the emotional part come in and open the heart more. There is some clearing that needs to be done with the mother and the father. Feels like mother almost. A little bit of mom and dad back down through the childhood. To where you don't feel like you have to be perfect and sometimes you don't even have to articulate how you're feeling. They just want you to feel it. When you feel it, that is what releases old timelines. You're not only feeling your pain, you're feeling pain from your ancestors. That's why it feels so hard. That's why you poo-poo it and brush it under the rug and you jump into your analytical mind because that makes you feel secure. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so they're saying I could just catch a quick cry and release some sorrow and be a lot happier?
Yeah, but
okay.
Here's the thing. It can't just be a Hallmark show watching other people. I mean, it can. It'll help you to release things. But go back through your timeline. Go back through your life on things that hurt your feelings. And then feel it. Jump into that victim mode. Jump into that, oh my God, that was wrong. That's not fair. When that comes up, you can wallow around and cry a bit, you know, cry. Once you acknowledge it, it just wants to be acknowledged. It's going to start to bubble up. Once you acknowledge it and say, you know what? Thank you, my emotional body, for letting me see this. Is there anything I need to learn? Just throw it out to the universe. Is there anything I need to learn about this? And you may not get it right then, but once you present the question, they'll come to you in dreams, and you'll get the epiphany. But once you put a spotlight on there, it releases it. So it's going to start to come up more and more and more. Just shine the spotlight on it, acknowledge it, and say, thank you. I see you, and thank you. Do I need to learn anything? And then just let it go.
Okay.
That's how you heal your emotional body.
Yeah. I see.
So that's a little bit different, I think. I think we kind of threw you for we think that we just pulled the rug out from underneath you because we don't think you quite, you know, are you very analytical?
Yeah, I'm really analytical. I'm.
Yeah.
Okay.
This will help you to, and again, you can do anything you want. But this is what your team.
Show me. Yeah.
Yeah. And this will help you to and this is crazy, but what your team is telling me is that when you do that and work with your emotional body, your actual physical body will not feel as stiff. Is your physical body stiff?
Yeah. It is right now. I've done a lot of yoga, but I've gone through some challenges recently, and I was realizing how I wasn't so limber anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty limber,
yeah.
But, you know, I know how I used to be more limber.
Mm-hmm. So they're saying work with the emotional body. This is going to be a process. You're not going to be able to do this two or three times, and then you're, you know, we're done. This is a process. Of course, this earth is all a whole, and you get that, you know. It's a learning school here. That's why we come here. Because it wouldn't be any fun if it were easy. You see, we had to make it rough because on the other side, mm-hmm. it's too easy. If we don't like our life, we just recreate it. You see, we wanted to dumb ourselves down and come here and play the illusion like we're separate from God and from each other because it just sounded like fun because it's too easy on the other side. This way we learn 10 times quicker than on the other side when you experience it. So, you're in for a beautiful year, of feeling and loving and experiencing things that you've never been able to your entire life. So good for you.
Well, that's incredible, and so are you. You're just the best. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Nathaniel. And what you said, I echo that sentiment. Sherry is wonderful. Good night, Nathaniel, and God bless.
Good night, now. Happy year.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Well, Sherry, we've come toward the end of the hour. Do you want to take one more, or do you think that that's enough for tonight?
I say let's take one more, and then it's up to you. I'm going to leave it up to you. It's your show. You can do whatever you want, Dave, but I can do one more.
Well, if you can do one more, let's do it. And for the other callers
right.
that don't get in tonight, please contact Sherry at her website at psychicsherry.org. And Sherry is spelled S-H-A-R-I. Or you can catch her Thursday nights at 7 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio. Go to blogtalkradio.com/Sherry Kline, C-L-I-N-E. Okay, the last lucky caller, and please, other people, stay on the line because sometimes you get things in other people's readings that apply to you, so you would be well served to stay on the line. I have two callers from area code 917. This one, the first three digits of your phone number are 538, and you're live. Please give Sherry your name, where you're from, and what the weather's like. Can you hear me, area code 917? You're live. Okay, we'll try one more. Area code 760, you're live.
Hi there, this is Gigi. Hello, Sherry. Hello, David. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi,
Gigi.
Sure.
Yeah, so the weather was rainy and cleared up, beautiful, clear skies today and a little bit of a chill in the air. Gorgeous.
Where are you calling from?
California.
All right. I'm in your energetic field. I'm going to start the timer and wow. There are so many doors of opportunity that are getting ready to open for you. Things that you haven't even, well, you've thought of them, but you never thought that they would cease to exist. They said, ooh, I got cold chills everywhere. You have so many helpers on the other side. And these helpers aren't just angels. Some of these are some of your deceased loved ones that are coming in. And I'm getting cold chills all down my back. We've got a lot of deceased loved ones that are around you in your everyday life and not in a creepy way. Like they don't come in and watch you shower, but they are around you and they see you especially when you're depressed or when you're sad. When you are depressed or when you are sad, your energetic field gets a darker. That is when they know to come in, and they send you love and light, and they lift you up. You will find that throughout this next year that you're lifted. You'll feel this security blanket around you. You will feel like someone is holding you. Thank you, Mother Mary. I felt like Jesus actually was coming in with the palm, like he holds you in the palms of his hands. You go through some, do you struggle? It's almost like you go through some dark times, but then, man, oh, wow, you shoot up high, don't you? What I mean by that is your energetic field, when you feel happy, don't you? Are you there? Does this make sense? Hello?
I guess we lost her.
I think we lost her. Aww.
Yeah, we did. That's probably a good place to stop, Sherry. We still have a lot of callers on the line. Just to let you know, we had way more than 20 callers tonight. And sorry, folks, we can't get to you if you don't call in just before the show begins. Usually the way it works is that people queue up 15 minutes before the show begins. And when I have somebody like Sherry on, I get as many calls as I can take before the show actually begins. So keep that in mind for the next time. And I wish everybody a happy new year. I'll be back on January 3rd, next Friday, with healer Jean Salch. And Sherry, thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Well, thank you for having me, Dave. I just love your audience, and it's just this high vibration. And it was just a pleasure to serve you and all of your callers. So thank you. I appreciate it.
I love your humility. Thank you. So once again, we come to a close. Let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing in separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.